Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Ein ben zav harosh shtei ri'os l'rosh shalosh. There's no difference between a zav that sees two flows from his or her body or one that sees three. And the Rav explains that it doesn't matter. So if we talk about the two flows that are seen, if it's one day or 2 days consecutively, and also when we talk about the three ri'os, that also doesn't make a difference whether they were all on one day or three consecutive days, or whether it was 2 days consecutive and let's say he saw or she saw two on one day and one on the other. It's all the same thing. So there's no difference between the two different types of zavs that see two or three. The only difference is ela karban, in that the zav that sees two flows from his body, he does not need to bring a karban. But the one that sees three does have to bring a karban. However, regarding all the other halachas, how they're metama things, by resting or sitting on something, even if they don't touch it, and also the fact that they have to count 7 clean days once the flows stop from the body before tefillah, they're both the same. Next case, ein bein mitzora muskur lemitzora muchlet. There's no difference between a mitzora that's quarantined to see before he's actually declared certainly a mitzora, to a mitzora that's muchlet. Muchlet is somebody that's declared tameh as a vadai mitzora. Ela priya uprima. The only difference between them is priya, which is letting the hair grow loose, uprima, cutting their clothing, rending their garments. However, the Rav points out, they are the same though, legabi the other halachas, which are sending them outside of the camp, and that they'd be called tameh. Ein bein tor mitoch hesker l'tor mitoch hechlet. As far as these two mitzoras, as far as the taira process becoming clean, there's no difference between the tor mitoch hesker, the one that was just quarantined, how he becomes tahar, to the tor mitoch hechlet, how the one that was declared a mitzora, how he becomes tahar. There's no difference between the two. El tiglachas v'tziparim. The only difference is that the one who is a vadai mitzora, he needs to be shaved, that's tiglachas, and tziparim, and he has to bring karbonos with birds. However, the one that's just quarantined, that wasn't a mitzora muchlot, he was a mitzora musker, he does not shave and he does not bring the birds. However, the Rav points out, as far as becoming tahar from the mikvah, that they both have to do.